This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Troll Week, Part 2.
There's a monster in my podcast.
We didn't talk about it because we got to the punchline before that. I love how trolls, like, they aggressively brand everything. So mm-hmm. they have troll speak, which is their kind of pigeon language. They hide in troll holes. And here we're going to be introduced to the troll toll.
Yeah, and they've created Troll with 1L, which is an app that you can use to regenerate your battery.
Okay.
By tapping a button and using the kinetic energy.
You know what that sounds like, Gary?
What's that?
Disruption.
It was, and that's how you stop them from regenerating. It goes in circles and circles.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of different types of trolls.
Yes.
And in general, I think that these are kind of gilding the lily a little bit.
Just a bit.
Like, a bunch of these are not actually that much, again, not gilding, like, I guess, like, you know, cutting pruning the lily, because a bunch of these are just not quite as cool as trolls, mostly because they have, like, a way shittier regeneration thing. And even the trolls' baseline regeneration, like, you know, a mid-level party with the number of attacks that party gets, you're probably outpacing that regeneration.
Right. It's regenerating 3 points, and that's after a certain number of turns, too.
Yeah, after it's been hurt. You know, right. So it takes it like so long for doing it. It doesn't die unless you can get fire on it, but, like, everybody has fire. This is something I was going to mention. This is general trolls, and I feel like I can talk about general trolls before we get to the specific trolls, too. I forgot in the last episode is that this is a really clear case of player knowledge fucking up something very cool about D&D.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because yeah, every character, every player who plays D&D knows what you have to do about trolls, so it can't be a cool surprise.
Well, I mean, that's why I clarified a couple days ago, why I clarified, like, oh, if your character doesn't know, this can be a good,
yeah.
Like, you have to really commit to, like, okay, how would I play this if this character had no idea? And there's so much stuff,
yeah.
there's so much of that stuff that is, like, your character would have to roll, like, lore monster 20 plus to, like, to know that fact about it. But everybody's a fucking dungeoneer.
I would love it if you're playing using a troll and you're a DM, make it not fire or acid. Mm-hmm. Make it like you have to, you have to kill it while telling, whispering a secret into its ear that you've never told anyone else or something.
Yeah.
To, like, eliminate its regeneration. Do something that, like, you have the players don't know.
Right.
You know? So let's get into troll subtypes here.
Yes. So definitely selling past the clothes, especially when you start with, hey, what if some of them had two heads?
Yes. which is a giant.
Okay, yeah.
But is has two heads.
Right, right. Well, because, like, trolls are, I'm not using this word judgmentally. Man, here's me slut shaming some trolls. Trolls are promiscuous. They half breed with different kinds of giants.
Yeah, they love to get it on with pretty much all comers.
Right.
Same. I can't slut shame this bad boy.
No.
Like, I'm gonna miss the opportunity to fuck a hill giant. Like, a hot dog down a hallway is not good enough. I want a hot dog down an airplane hangar. Like, give me. Like, I need to get lost in that shit, dude.
I think you're describing a very particular kind of war.
I don't slut shame. So let's talk about these two-headed giant trolls, which are exactly what they sound like.
Yeah. Guess what? They live in damp underground caverns like the others. However, they tend to lead groups of their smaller troll cousins. I love the logic behind that too. Like, he's got two heads, so okay.
Yeah, he's probably smarter or better. If we didn't already have two-headed giants and, like, you know, then I think this would be kind of better.
Yes.
You know, what is them? Is there like a Odysseus thing? Like, why are two-headed giants cool?
I don't know.
Is that based on anything?
Doing a search here for Etten, a Bogle, also called an Etten, is a survival of the term in Northumbrian folklore, referring to a malevolent, some kind of Bogle. So some kind of, like, a wherever Northumbria is. Oh god, where is this? Old English. Yeah, it's like an Old English folklore kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. All of that was Wikipedia. Anybody who heard that and heard me stumbling through it knows I don't know shit. So they're in Hexic beyond Hexen beyond Heretic. Not Hexic beyond Heretic. That's a different thing.
So everything gets a little Hexic.
Yeah.
But there's nothing else really to those guys.
No.
Yeah. Moving on to the Scrag, which I like that this guy gets a nickname,
yeah.
But we're back in, you know, underwater ooters land of undersea shitty Monster Manual stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Although this one seems to be a little bit more, let's say, amphibious in any case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they live in the water, and I think this is one of them. Oh, yeah, like, it can only regenerate when it's in water, but this is like a bridge troll, right?
Yes. Yeah, and it pops up out of the water to, you know, bring you down. It does traps where it, like, hangs out underground, you know, under a thing, and hope that you step on it, which, yeah. Like, that's, you know, it's a sad feature. And sometimes leaves gems next to the riverfront, so you go down to get the gems, and it attacks you and eats you.
Yeah, way into that. Way into somebody patchesing me.
Yeah, and it's, I like that, too. And then the saltwater one, the marine scrag, is just the same thing, but for oceans.
Right. Way less into the marine scrag. So yeah. I don't want anybody to think that the full brunt of my animus against marine animals in the Monster Manual goes toward things that live in rivers. Like, mm-hmm. That's part of a biome. Like, it's on land. They just happen to be by the river. What I'm talking about when I say the underwater stuff sucks is like, oh, this is just out in the middle of a goddamn ocean, and why would I ever be there?
How often in a campaign are you going to be in the middle of the ocean?
Well, it depends who DMs. If it's underwater Uter.
Yeah, I mean, if you have, like, shitty, you know, if you chose, well, if they're just like, hey, I wrote half the Monster Manual, do you want me to DM for you? I'm like, yes.
I didn't just
write the Monkey's Paw version of it is, it's all the water shit.
Yeah, true. Yeah. It's not, I wrote half the Monster Manual. I fucking just freeloaded on pretty much a quarter of the entries by saying, but what if there was a water version?
Yeah, and Gary Gygax was just like, yes, sir, Uter. Yeah. And just went for it for some reason.
You know who we haven't seen in a while? Prehistoric Pete. It's been a while since we had a caveman version of something.
That's true. Yeah, Prehistoric Pete took a back seat to Underwater Uter.
Prehistoric Pete took a back seat. Yeah.
Yeah. Prehistoric Pete took a back seat to Underwater Uter. He's going to get a scooter and he's going to make some underwater goblins for you.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.